Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. MR Number 667, Prophetic Interpretation. The book with seven seals contains the history of the world. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Revelation 5, verse 1 to 3. There in his open hand lay the book, the roll of the history of God's providences, the prophetic history of nations and the church. Herein was contained the divine utterances, his authority, his commandments, his laws, the whole symbolic counsel of the eternal, and the history of all ruling powers in the nations. In symbolic language was contained in that roll the influence of every nation, tongue, and people from the beginning of earth's history to its close. This roll was written within and without. John says, Revelation 5, verse 4, 5, 8 to 14, 6, 8 to 11, Revelation 8, verse 1 to 4, quoted. The same spirit is seen today that is represented in Revelation 6, verse 6 to 8. History is to be repeated. That which has been will be again. Prophecies of Revelation repeat. Prophecies of Daniel. Revelation is a sealed book, but it is also an opened book. It records marvelous events that are to take place in the last days of this earth's history. The teachings of this book are definite, not mystical and unintelligible. In it, the same line of prophecy is taken up as in Daniel. Some prophecies God has repeated, thus showing that importance must be given to them. The Lord does not repeat things that are of no great consequence. White Estate, Washington, D.C., November 14, 1978.